Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host this evening. With me is my special guest, Larry, the King of the Jams.
Hey, Rog, how are you?
You pronounce your last name. I don't want to mess it up.
Okay. Many people have been doing that for many years, and they still go Hand Werger.
Okay.
A lot of people say, oh, you're related to Nathan's, which was K-E-R. I'm like, no, I missed it by a couple letters. I'm G-E-R.
Okay.
So that's a little...
So why did they call you the King of the Jams, Larry?
Probably because most of the jams in Westchester, you can find me at the popular ones. You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and sometimes Thursday.
What instrument do you play?
Guitar. I'm trying real hard at it.
No, you're a good guitar player.
Thank
good
you.
Guitar player. And you have
a long ways.
Yes, you have. You know, it's funny. There's a lot of people who played music when they were in high school and in college, put it down for a few years, and then came back and are, you know, and I feel they're better than they ever were because they have the maturity and the discipline to really pursue the correct way.
I agree with you that, and I'm one of those that fall into that exact categories you described.
What a surprise!
Yeah, how about that? and actually, as you said, I'm really enjoying it more now than I did in high school. Probably because I'm having more fun with it. It's just I don't want to say I was more serious back in the high school, college days, because I'm actually more serious now, but. I don't know, battle of bands, a lot of things were different, you know, then, and just, I think maybe the maturity has set in.
Let's talk about what a jam is and how they work. Why don't you explain to our audience a little bit about it?
Well, jam is usually on any given night, particular place, is a house band. And the house band will organize the jam for that evening. I'll go into a little bit more of that in another minute or two. But the house band will typically play a short set, 15 minutes, 20 minutes of whatever songs they choose for the evening. And then the other musicians that walk in during the evening put their name on a sign-up sheet. And then the person who's hosting the jam, when they get done with their set, just say, all right, so let's put a set together, a set consisting of three, four, or more musicians. Musicians being bass guitar players, drummers, guitarists, keyboards, saxophone, trumpet, trombone even a few times.
Harmonica.
And harmonica. Oh, can't forget
Al Franco.
Al Franco.
Got to give Al a
shout-out.
Excuse
me, Al. Al, and then there's a number of other harp players that are very good friends of mine also. And then they'll put a set together. They'll put a number of people together. They'll play three songs. Then they'll put another set together. And this goes through the evening. And it's just a lot of fun. To me, it's a social event. I get a chance to hang out with a bunch of people during the week and talk, listen to some great music, and sometimes not so great music, but we're not going to talk about that. Anyway, it's just a lot of fun. That's why I'm out three, four nights a week.
Jams have become very popular for clubs because it's an easy way to fill an off night. If a band plays, they bring a few of their friends,
right.
But a jam can attract a lot of people because there's self-interest involved. The people are coming not to really watch other people, but to play themselves.
Yep.
Now, I wanted to ask you this question. We met 4 years ago.
Five, actually.
You told me four, but off camera.
I thought about it. It's been five.
Going five
back
years.
To the days at a tap house.
Yeah. Okay. And we look younger than ever.
Better than ever.
So, you have gotten incredibly more proficient. But like I said to you, at that time, I said, Larry, I said this to you a number of times. I said, Larry, you know, you're getting to a stage where you play really well. But you come here, you know, you sit for an hour, you play for 15 minutes, you sit for another hour. Why don't you arrange to get together with some people at someone's house, in their garage, in their basement, and then, you know, get a pizza, get some brewskis or seltzer or whatever works for you, and then just, you know, play for 4 hours yourself.
You know, we talked about that, and again, my house is just not enough room to do it downstairs. I have to move too many things around. But there was somebody who, there's a recording studio in Elmsford, and I forget, he's done this once or twice where a bunch of guys get together, and they just, however many people show up, they split whatever the time and the cost in the studio. That way there's a drum kit there, there's some amps and stuff like that.
Rehearsal space.
Yeah, and I think that's a great idea. That I want to, when some work and some other odds and ends settle down a little bit and I have some more time to kind of devote to that, I'd like to explore that with a few other people. Because there's one guy that did it, I forget his name. He's a sports chiropractic, has a sports chiropractic practice. That's a tongue twister. Anyway, he did that one or two nights, and he said it was pretty successful. But I want to talk to him more about doing that, you know, maybe another month or two when I get some more time to devote to that. But that would be definitely a fun thing to do. Absolutely.
Now, let's say it's Monday night. Where are you off to on Monday night?
Monday night, the beginning of the week, kicks off with John Federico, Johnny Feds, and the Blues Boys at the Post in Mamaroneck. And he usually starts around 9:15 or so, and he does his usual house set, and then starts calling people up on his list. You know, he has pretty much his following. A lot of the jams, they have their followings. There's overlap from some people who go to frequent more than one or two jams. Different people. I myself being probably.
Well, you're Larry, king of the jam.
Exactly.
So, King
all
Larry.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But.
Didn't you? Okay, when we get to Tuesday night, we're okay. But okay, so Johnny has his following, and that's at the Post.
At the Post in Mamaroneck. It's a great place. What they did is they took a wall down and opened it up. There used to be a wall between the bar and with the stage area. Well, actually, there was no stage area. It was near the bathroom, so when you had to go to the men's room or the women's room, you had to kind of, you know, squeeze your way through while a band was playing. So they took a wall down, they built a stage, really, really nice place, nice comfortable chairs and tables and stuff like that. It's a fun place. So that's Monday.
Now, who's in the Johnny Feds group at this point?
Well, obviously John Federico, Elmo John, bass player. He's had a few different drummers, been with him, Eddie Crucy, a few other people, I can't remember
their
names.
Chris Niccolo.
Chris Niccolo has been with him for quite some time. And J.P. Patrick, he's sax, harp, as we talked about before, and singer, and just a great guy, awesome. So that's that takes care of Monday.
Okay, it's Monday. What time do you get home?
Between 11:30 and 12:30.
And what time do you get there?
Oh, usually around 9 o'clock.
So you really need to get there at 9 to sign up on the list early enough to get a good shot at playing, or...
Well, you know, it's not really. It all depends. You know, it's some places, you know, run it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Some places, the different people like to put musicians together as they feel that they'll be more suited, and sometimes... You know, maybe, again, I don't know, but everybody runs it differently, and, you know, I take a jam down in Florida, for instance. There's one particular place Monday night, there is no sign-up sheet. The guy, you shake hands with the guy, and if he remembers you, he puts you up. You know, that's how he just runs things. You know, some people are more methodical, you know, like, so, you know, it is what it is.
Tuesday,
Jeff Hartwell, and actually, Jeff... This jam I'm particularly fond of. Not that I'm not fond of the other jams, but that was my first exposure to the jam world, where I came out. You know, it's as a civilian, and I started. You know, like, what is this all about? I just started playing again, and I'm a little nervous about things. And he says, "No problem. Just, you know, come." So I hung out another time, And third time I brought a guitar and I said, like, I'm here to try to play. He says, okay, no problem, I'll put you in. And that's after a couple of times. I remember first set I played with, it was with Al Frankel, did Mike Bloomfield, Born in Chicago. That's a very...
What a surprise.
And so many years later, it's still...
Good Time Charlie?
Now, that one I don't remember doing. I just remember Born in Chicago. And I remember saying, wow, that's a great song. I went to go download it.
Yeah, it was on the first Paul Butterfield album.
Exactly.
But so anyway, that's at what club?
That's at... Now it's at MacArthur's.
In Pleasantville?
In Pleasantville. Yep, home of a lot of people.
Yeah, so I did a show a few weeks ago. Manny Cregan was telling me he moved to Pleasantville because it has such a burgeoning music scene.
Yeah, awful lot of music. Awful lot of music there. I mean, what is it? Lucy's, there's another club, and then there's MacArthur's. There's three places to go to all together.
Oh, okay.
By the way, that was a phenomenal write-up that you did on Jeff's new CD. I hate to see you go. That was just phenomenal. I mean, it's a very touching CD.
But I love it. I hate to see you go, but...
Love to watch you leave.
Right. Yeah. that's a great hook.
Great hook. It is.
So we salute Jeff. I was actually supposed to do a duo gig with Jeff a couple of weekends ago, but it got canceled. That would have been awesome.
Oh, wow. It was fun.
Yeah, we may do it later in the summer. Anyway, so that brings us to Wednesday night. So if it's Wednesday, where can we find Larry, the king of jams?
So now, okay, Wednesday night, Gary Schwartz and the Modified Blu-rays. Well, I don't mean Modified. But okay, Gary Schwartz and now he's playing with Little Marty Schechter and Rich Kelly of Jeff Hartwell's band, usually. And that's the Globe in Larchmont. And that's a really nice place, too. It's a big place. They have some nice, comfortable couches. You were down there once or twice.
I was down there once, and it's a very nice place.
Yeah, it's it really is a nice place.
It's big. It's spacious. It's almost like a lounge.
The food there is awesome. I've had a couple things to eat there a few times and never been disappointed.
Okay, so
that's... And you know, Gary runs it also. I think... He puts people, put your name down on a sheet, and he kind of puts you up with, he tries to match it up, I guess. Everybody has their own style, and it all works, so.
Now, let me just go back to Tuesday. Tuesday, Jeff Hartwell used to give out annual awards to people.
He did that 1 year.
1 year?
1 year.
And what did you win? You won something, I remember. I think it was Most Improved, Best Looking... Handsomest.
All of those. No, seriously.
Best guitar.
No, actually, the most, very interesting, it was a picture frame, and it was entitled The Most Enthusiastic Player. And
that's nice.
Yeah, so I was touched by that one. That made me feel really good.
Now, he gives out guitars. He has drawings for guitars at his gym.
He gave out a Hamer.
Well, he has an endorsement deal with Hamer.
Yeah. But still, I mean, some of the other guitars, he gave away were nice and everything, no complaints. But, gave out a Hamer. I mean, like, wow. And I forget who won that, but that was a really beautiful instrument.
So we've done Wednesday and Gary. So Gary is pretty much straight blues. Gary and Johnny are pretty much straight blues.
Yeah, and Jeff is a mixture of things.
Right, he does some rock, he does some country rock.
Yeah.
And he does some blues.
Yep.
So how do you decide whether to go out Thursday night?
Well, Gary used to run a jam in Carmel, a place called The Bungalow, which was really nice. It was like 15, 20 minutes from my house in Yorktown. But then after about a year, the bungalow closed, went out of business. And that was a restaurant. It was a very small, small venue. It was nice, but went out of business. And after they'd been there for quite some number of years, I don't know. So now, the first Thursday of every month in 12 Grapes in Peekskill, John Feds runs a jam. So the first Thursday a month, I'm out. The other three, well, two or three or four Thursdays, I'm stuck watching TV.
Well, there's other jams. There's other Thursday jams.
Blues jams?
Yeah, you know the More Sugar paper?
Right.
More Sugar has a whole page listing every jam in the Westchester.
I think I looked up Thursday, and I think there was something in Stamford.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff in Stamford, and but there's a Sunday jam. Is that far for you?
Sunday in Stamford?
Yeah.
Yes, during the weekend, especially Sunday, we work and stuff, I kind of like to hang low and not do much of anything for the week. But, so Thursday is the first, you know, John Fez runs, in 12 Graves, which is fun.
And you go up to there?
Yep. Peekskill is 15-20 minutes from home anyway.
So I used to teach college right across the street from that club, Westchester Community.
Oh, sure. Wow.
Peekskill's a weird town. It's kind of like, it's an old industrial city. It's been there a long time. Yeah. And you can see signs of it being industrial.
These used to be, I'm trying to think of it down there. I forgot about it.
Anyway, so what kind of guitar are you playing these days?
Well, I have four. My favorite, all-time favorite, is this green Strat that you've probably seen me with a bunch of
yes.
times. With the rosewood neck. I've taken that one down to Florida with me, and that's like my favorite. Then I have another Strat with a maple neck that I had the electronics redone on it, different pickups and stuff like that. That's nice. Then I have a Fender Telecaster, the 52 reissue with a mini humbucker. That one, for a while, I was only playing that one, but I seem to always gravitate back to the Defender Strat. And then I have an SG, Gibson SG Standard.
Yeah, nice SG.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, why would you prefer one Strat over the other? Stratocaster.
Yes. The green one, I don't know, it just, to me, has the best feel. It just seems to me play better than all the other guitars I have.
See, this is what's really weird, is that there's like literally currently probably 20-25 different models of a Strat,
yeah.
And they all have different necks and they all feel different.
Yeah.
I bought this used Strat from this kid who lived upstairs from me in my apartment building. Oh. Got a good deal on it. And it's got the narrowest, thinnest neck I've ever played, and I love it to death. Because I have tiny hands. So I wore the frets, because it was a Mexican Strat, I wore the frets off of it. And basically to get a new neck is like twice as much as what I paid for the thing. But guitars are like people. You just resonate with some more than others.
And it's funny because, you know, a lot of people, everybody uses, I'd say a lot of people use various effects pedals and, you know, stomp boxes, fuzz, whatever you want to call them. But there's one particular one I have that box and the guitar seem to play so well together. It produces such a sweet tone.
What kind is it?
It's Zen Drive, Z-E-N Drive. The guy down in Florida, he rolls them in his garage. He makes half a dozen a month. The waiting list is 3-4 months.
What is it, an overdrive?
Oh, yeah, it's an overdrive, distortion, but it has a tone and a presence control on it. So by playing with those two, as well as the volume and the gain, you know, the distortion, you can just kind of tweak it to almost hundreds of different sounds. And I pretty much got it nailed exactly where I like it.
Let's get to the standard questions we ask our guests.
Okay.
You prepared for them, my friend?
I'm going to try my best.
Okay, we always talk about the desert island. What CDs would you bring to a desert island?
Oh, God. How many am I allowed?
As many as you want. basically were interested in your favorite CDs.
I can't name every particular one, but I would probably take a handful of Clapton, handful of Hendrix, Stevie Ray is in there, all the Kings, B.B., Freddie, Albert King, Albert Collins. I'd have to really think about it. Those are just right off the top of my head. There's, you know, so many others that I've listened to. I just can't remember all the names right now. But I just have tons of music. If I could devote, if I didn't have to work, just devote hours, you know, a day just to sit, listen, jam along, and just really study how people do different things. And try my best to, you know, to get some of the, you know, get my chops improved and get some of the licks that really ring, you know, and melodic. Allman Brothers, of course, too. I mean, and the variations of the Allman Brothers, too. The different changes they've gone to Dickie Betts's band. And then also there was a group by the name of Sea Level, which was, remember Sea Level?
Yeah, they were a spin-off of Blues Project, the Rhythm Section. Andy Kohlberg and, yeah.
And then it had some of the people from the Allman Brothers, too. The drummer, J-Mo, and I think keyboard player and a bass player, I forget.
There is a movie out.
Fusion.
There's a movie out called Festival Express. You can pick it up on DVD, and I think Sea Level is one side of one of the special features are cuts that didn't make the regular movie, and I think Sea Level's on it.
They only did two CDs, Sea Level. They came together quickly and they disbanded almost as quickly.
Let me ask you this: do you have a practice regimen at home?
I wouldn't say a regimen. I always have a guitar on a stand downstairs at the ready. So I'll go, you know, in the morning I try to play a couple minutes, usually at night. A lot of times I just try to pick it up, just try to work some scales or try to some melody that I'm singing in my head, I try to, you know, put down.
Do you ever play along with records, or is it just you just play some riffs on the guitar?
Both. A lot of times, you know, I'll listen to a record, you know, and just try to, I don't want to say pick up licks all the time, but just kind of try to do my own thing on top of it and try to make some music on top of what they're doing.
So you use it as a rhythm track, kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
Which brings us to our next question, and I want you to go crazy with this, Larry.
Okay.
We're doing a tribute night to you. You're a big famous star, and you have a magical power this night. You're going to do three sets of music, and you're going to bring up all different kinds of people for the different sets, and you can even bring back the dead.
Bring back the dead.
You can bring back the dead for one night. So if you wanted Jerry Garcia or Jimi Hendrix, they could magically appear.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, if you wanted to bring back the drummer from Led Zeppelin. So who would you bring up?
Would I have to, if I could bring them up and then have the balls to play with them?
Yes. Who would you bring up? We got 3 minutes, Larry.
Okay. Stevie Ray.
So you're going to jam with Stevie Ray? I'd love to see that. I'd pay good money to see that.
You said I could go whatever
no,
I want.
No, I love it. Who else?
Okay. Freddie King. I was watching some videos on YouTube about him. And there were just some things that he did. I'm just amazed. Albert King, who was just had his just incredible player and his story behind him. Hendrix, I saw once. Hendrix, to me, I don't know. I'd love to watch him again.
But you weren't impressed that night.
I was very impressed by Hendrix.
Oh, okay.
Very impressed by Hendrix. He was in. It was in Randall's Island. He was the last show. I remember Mitch Mitchell, the whole crowd was talking. Mitch Mitchell said, listen, if you all be quiet, you all be quiet now. Jimmy's not going to come out if you don't quiet down. The crowd went dead silent. Jimmy walked out. Nobody said a word. Plugged his guitar and did a little thing that he was doing. Everybody went, yay! And then he started going with whatever he was going with and tore the place up. Monumental. I'll never forget that. It was an incredible show.
So you ought to have you, Stevie Ray, and Hendrix.
Wow. Yeah. Something like that. So anyway, but I would just like to actually watch some of these people. I'm sorry that for a number of years that I was out of the music scene, I missed a lot of good music. I really wish I could have seen Albert King. I saw a bunch of times in the Fillmore. Always liked him with his full band. Sorry I missed Freddie King. Sorry I missed Stevie Ray. I had a chance to meet, I can't remember this guy's name, at the Blues 2000 up in the Catskills. He died last year. He was big, but wasn't that big. Come to me another time. Anyway.
What's interesting to me with these guitarists that you named is none of them, except for Stevie.
Oh, and Dwayne Allman.
None of them except for Dwayne and Steve played guitar in the fashion that most people play it. Hendrix played, was a lefty, played the guitar upside down, strung it weird.
Yep.
Same thing with Albert King, same thing with Freddie King. So a lot of times we bend up where they would bend down.
Yeah.
And the beauty of that is, you see, we live in this homogenous society where we teach everybody to play the same way.
Right.
And that, for me, that prevents people from blossoming and coming up with something new.
It's interesting, Freddie King also, when I was watching the video, I never knew this, but he played with a thumb pick and some finger picks. That style was very interesting also. So he got some interesting tone combinations, string combinations.
Larry, thank you so much. We'll see you.
Thanks, Raj.
At the jams.
You betcha. Where else?
And we're out.